Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
For any membership, limited membership excluded. That's at Irene Golf and Country Club, because you deserve the country club lifestyle, located off Hex Cross near Shelby Drive, online, IreneGolfCC.com.
Bugs bugging you? Call Allied Termite and Pest for a free inspection today, 754-0454. Stop a pest problem in its tracks and ask about the Allied Guarantee. Prompt, reliable. Allied Termite and Pest. Call them today, 754-0454.
Tennessee has never been a stranger to progress. And with all the changes going on, people want an affordable way to protect their families, which is why so many Tennesseans trust us. At Farm Bureau Health Plans, helping people find peace of mind has never gone out of style. Just click FBHP.com, call us, or visit one of our many offices. Farm Bureau Health Plans, protecting Tennesseans since 1947.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's Radio.com Cash Time. Weekdays at the top of every hour, 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. And right now, we're putting cash in your app.
It is 11:01. It's time for your cash code word for this entire hour. Get out your phones and text the word EVENT. E-V-E-N-T, EVENT. Text EVENT to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 from 92.9 FM ESPN. Again, the cash code word for this entire hour is EVENT. E-V-E-N-T. Text EVENT to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. But right now it's time for Jason and John.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey, who that, man, this what you've been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, no, because now I'm getting hot enough to with one of Satan home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrate it, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That means my table's turned. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that got that flame? Who that got that flame? Who that got that flame? So don't worry about my name. I gotta say,
all right. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to your Friday, October 11th. We are motoring on through October, and here we are, John Martin, right here on the doorstep of another big game for the University of Memphis football team, and it feels like they all get bigger and bigger. That's what happens when you are undefeated. Mike Norvell, whose birthday is today, by the way, happy birthday to Mike Norvell, takes his Tigers into Temple. That's an early game tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. And John Martin, for my money, from the way I see the schedule playing out, and you're looking at the efficiencies of these teams, this could be the Tigers' toughest game the rest of the way. They win this one, like I told you yesterday, they could really, I think, start dreaming big about Cotton Bowl, that kind of thing. Plenty to get to today, but Tiger football, a lot of big college football games this weekend. Clearly, good NFL weekend. So big football weekend, and congratulations to what, John? 22 inductees last night.
22, yeah.
To the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame. So a big congrats And thank you, Brother Mills, for the applause.
Very, very
big
brief.
Congrats to them.
Very brief applause.
Brief
though.
And loud, though.
Yeah.
So it came in right on time. It came in right on time.
Yeah.
That's what matters. Yeah. John, how you doing?
I'm good, man.
You good? Okay? Life okay?
Get through it. You know, life's cool.
Yo, Raiders cool. 3-2. You feeling good? Tigers 5-0.
Tigers 5-0. You know, the Saviors.
Basketball team be starting up here a little bit. You feeling good?
Feeling great, man. Feeling good.
Okay.
Feeling good.
Okay.
How are you? Excuse me. Here's what we have going on the Saturday. We have so much going on the show today. It is a busy show today. And things could happen, things could not. That is the beautiful thing about radio, is like some things could come together, some things could not come together. And really, you guys will never know the difference as to whether they do or not. At 12:25, we're going to be joined by Evan Abrams. He joins us every single Friday here on the show. He helps us break down the NFL from a betting perspective for the Action Network. So he's going to do that once again today at 12:25. And we will talk to them about the great slate of games this weekend.
Yes.
And just get the get the edge, right? Get the edge on who we need to be putting our
Texans,
money on.
Chiefs, Eagles, Vikings, Seahawks, Browns. There's a bunch of good ones this weekend, including that fraudulent team you call the 49ers. They're taking on the Rams as well. They'll have a chance to prove it this weekend.
Yeah, so we will talk to Evan Abrams about that at 12:25. He usually has some good stuff for us. And then at 1:25, we're going to be joined by Ryan McDonough. He will join us at 1:25, former Phoenix Suns general manager. He's now with radio.com. We will talk NBA with him as the preseason rages on. Interesting theories out there from people like Clay Travis, who say that the NBA is so obsessed with building business in China because their audience in America is diminishing.
That seems ridiculous.
Well, the numbers bear it out. There is no question about that. I mean, I do think that the NBA media would like you to think that the sport is more popular than ever, that the sport is more healthy than ever. But the television ratings tell you a very different story. I think what Clay said today was
and
that
each franchise still worth over $1 billion for the first time ever.
Clay said today that half of the people who were watching Michael Jordan in the finals of in 1998 are watching the NBA still today. Half of that.
Uh-huh.
You know? I mean, that's damning.
I mean, and with that, yet worth of every team has gone up. That's what I'm saying. To try to act like the NBA needs China to survive. The NBA has always sought to be a global league, right? And to sort of be at the forefront of that and get into all countries. And so the idea, right, that you have to do this because there's some panic that you're losing your popularity in America. You can use television. You can use ratings. John, as you know, you can use numbers, right, to pretty much make any point that you want
to.
And sure, if you look at it from those days and you look just at the number, you can say, oh, wow, that's stark. But I'd advise you to look at the worth of these teams, too, which is constantly, continually going up for the first time ever. Even New Orleans, Memphis, all worth over $1 billion. That, to me, is a sign of success.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they do have to grow their audience, though. I mean, that's a fact.
Well, they've got more audience to win over right here, and they're right here. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's not like they're running out of audience here. Well, you got plenty to win over right here in your own. You can do that here.
Right. It's not hockey, right? I mean, it hasn't gotten that bad.
I mean, that's
yet.
A wild one, but, you know, Clay's known for the wild.
So
you can roll with that one if you want to.
I don't know if we'll talk to Ryan McDonough about that or not, but we will speak to him.
Talk to him about Josh Jackson.
125.
He's a man who drafted Josh Jackson. See if he still has any belief in the kid.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the show today. Thanks for sticking with us, folks, through the rainy day. Yesterday, though, as you guys heard earlier today, there was a Memphis Sports Hall of Fame induction last night downtown. And listen, we've talked about this before. You know, what a great moment it must have been for the 22 people who were inducted into the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame. Don't be afraid, Johnny. Turn it up. Don't be afraid.
I said Rochelle came in a limo.
Rochelle came in a limo.
Olympian Rochelle Stevens.
The full list of 22 inductees. Betty Booker Parks. When we want to give these people their time, you know, it's like during a graduation, you know.
Boy, we've said don't clap, so you can go on through.
Okay. Isaac Bruce, Bill Dance, William B. Donovan Jr., Larry Finch, Avron Fogelman.
Yep.
Penny Hardaway.
Right.
Claude Humphrey. Jerry Johnson. George Lapidus. Keith Lee. Burdell Mathis. Tim McCarver. Nikki McCray Pinson. Dr. Carrie Middlecoff. Cindy Parlow. Ronnie Robinson. Bertie Sales. Melanie Smith Taylor. Fred Smith. Rochelle Stevens. And Memphis Bill Terry.
Yep. John, you did that so well. You may as well have been down there at AutoZone Park. They should have used your great voice.
Sorry, Abron.
I mean, you blew it for Avern Fogelman. This is, John, it's the first class. There's 22 inductees.
Yeah.
They get in one time, John. There's one time you can be first, and you call that man Avron like he from South Memphis. It's Avern Fogelman. Okay, he's done a lot.
I am so embarrassed. I'm so
Other than that, good job.
I'm sorry, Avron. I got like I called him like. Have you seen that Key and Peele skit where they call him Avron?
You act like that man from Alsea Street in South Memphis, Avron. Come on, John. Let's all be better on this Friday. You got 21 right, and you need to apologize to the Fogelman family again, please.
I'm sorry, Avron. That to the Avron B. Fogelman family. I apologize for saying Avron. Why did I say that?
I don't know, bro.
It doesn't make really any sense. But obviously a Hall of Fame name and a Hall of Fame class over at AutoZone Park. Obviously, I mean, we could sit here and we could say so-and-so should have been in, so-and-so shouldn't have been in, but that's not really what today is.
No, it's not, is it, John?
Today is for congratulating, you know, the first class.
Can I just say how awesome it was to see Keith Lee down there? Can I speak for, I think, a great many of us that to see Keith Lee down there accepting sort of this huge honor. And like I told Jeff on his show, and Jeff's on that panel that decided who's in, who's not, to be on the first one, you know, to be the first one in, to have the place where you're from, right, this Memphis, and we know Keith's from West Memphis, to have the place that you're from honor you and say you're one of the best of us, and to put you on the first one, which means you'd like to, you know, symbolically, you're among the best of the best,
yeah.
Right? To be on the, you're a no-brainer to go in. What an honor. And here's Keith Lee, and as I wasn't there, so I couldn't speak to how many people, but Calkins said 60 family and friends there to see him. We don't get to see Keith Lee come out. It's just, it's a treat. And then to hear that he talked.
Right.
And said how, you know, how grateful he was, but for, not that we were looking for, because we know, but it was, wow. This means something to him, so much so that he again doing something he doesn't normally do, comes out, and last night you get to hear from Keith Lee talking about Larry Finch, and you know, John, you and I get giddy when we can bring, you know, old head Tigers in here,
no doubt,
the legends in here, and hear their stories, even the more recent ones, you know, like Supreme Base last year when he's telling stories about that team, right? We sit there and we could listen for hours. And so to hear Keith Lee talking about what Larry Finch meant to him and sort of how it affected his life. I mean, he met his wife coming to Memphis, obviously. That was awesome. And I think as sports fans here in Memphis, it's those stories that we can all, you know, you could see ourselves just sitting there with our hand under our chin like Mills was when he was listening to Grayson Allen last week. That's how we all look. And that's how I think we all would have been last night if we're all sitting there for those 22 inductees.
No doubt. Yeah. So, you know, Penny was down there, obviously, which you love to see.
Yeah, he made it. That was awesome. And yeah. Stayed the whole time, apparently. We know, you know, he had Billis in town yesterday. Got, mm-hmm. you know, gets down there and ends up staying because originally he was going to have to get out. You know how busy he is. Got a recruit. He ended up staying.
It could be a very Hall of Famey year for our man Isaac Bruce.
He should be next in the NFL Hall of Fame because again, you're past now Randy Moss and Terrell Owens, who everybody said, well, you got to get them in because of those numbers. It's time to get Ike in the Hall. Michael Irvin told us as much. He agrees. He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Now we were talking before the show about about this event and about these inductions and. And you felt like, you know, there was something missing. You felt like there was maybe some recognition that should have been.
Well, listen, George Lapidus is in and should be in.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He had family members down there last night as well. But it got me to thinking, you know, you got Lapidus in there. And at some point, I figure this one's coming. But Big Jack, you're going to get Big Jack Eden in there as the voice of the Tigers.
Absolutely.
And it gets you know. Lapidus, you know, he was part of the DNA. He's part of the fabric, right? Because he's been telling these stories so long. I mean, we all, and so I feel the same way about Jack. You know, that voice for so many of us was synonymous with Tigers athletics. And so at some point, John, yeah, you're going to, I don't know if it's a media wing, if these guys are all together, but yeah, you're going to have George in there. You're going to have Big Jack. And it got me to think mm-hmm. about all the great, you know, media guys. At some point, you're going to have Jarvis Greer in that thing. I mean, he's
right.
been an icon. He's on the panel right now. Probably not going to pick himself, but yeah, it got me to thinking, John, we have a nice little a little media wing, something you and I probably not qualified for.
No question about that.
But my gosh, I mean, can
I
we?
I mean, I call the guy Averon.
Well, so, that's why why we weren't invited.
That hurts my candidacy.
Again, you have no respect for the Fogelman family and Averon's name.
Yeah, I think that hurts. I think that's a marker.
You never heard the Averon B. Fogelman Scholarship Fund and all that stuff, man?
That I had heard the Averon Fogelman Scholarship Fund. That's what I thought.
Okay?
And I'm learning that Averon or Averon is not black. This is all very new to me. New information, and I'm processing it as best I can.
Well, that's why we really needed you down there last night. It would have been an education on some of these names that you were not as familiar with.
Yes. So anyway, it got you thinking about media wing, like a Memphis media, not even just sports media, right? Like a Memphis media wing, and who needs to go in this?
Well, because I asked our man John Mills, who's with us now, I asked him, John Mills, if there was a Memphis media member that you grew up with, who when you watched, right, you trusted every time that you looked into their warm face, and it gave you that feeling, because we've all got our favorites. And Mills, if you don't mind, I don't want to steal your thunder. Who was that? Who was that person for you?
For me, it was Dave Brown.
Dave Brown, ladies and gentlemen. And John pointed out who probably could and should be in the Sports Hall of Fame as well, John, not just regular media, because
yes.
He did wrestling for so long.
He was an iconoclast in many ways here as a result of Memphis wrestling. You know, as a result of Memphis wrestling, alongside who I also think should go in as well, Lance Russell. Good old Lance Russell. I mean, these are men who have seen so many great wrestlers come through.
Dave, do the magic fingers.
The city of Memphis.
Ever seen that?
Uh-huh.
Have you?
Yes.
You have seen it?
Yes.
Can you do it?
No.
You never spend any time trying to do those Dave Brown magic fingers. Then then you ain't from Memphis, brother.
Well, I am from here. There is no doubt about that.
Mary Beth Conley.
Hold on. Wait. I wasn't done waxing about Lance and Dave. You got to give me a little bit of time, man. Got to give me a little bit. They're being inducted into our Memphis Media Hall of Fame. This is a bigger honor even than the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame.
You go right ahead.
The 92.9 FM, ESPN 680 AM, Memphis Media Hall of Fame. But what I was going to say is that they have seen so many great wrestlers come through here, Jason, that they have brushed shoulders with some of the greatest, and they have called some of the greatest matches here locally
that ever
happened. And how responsible is Memphis Wrestling for the career of, for example, Dwayne The Rock Johnson? He was tweeting the other day about it. He was tweeting just the other day about how he worked at a place like Memphis, in front of a small news crew, in a news studio, and how that shaped his career. Now, we know how you feel about Dwayne, but the fact remains is that he is one of the greatest actors and one of the greatest performers we have ever and will ever see in our history. And he's got his start in many ways right here in Memphis. So Lance Russell and Dave Brown, they both belong not just in our Media Hall of Fame, Jason, but also the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame.
I would agree. So we got Dave Brown in there. We got Lance. We've got, can I get Mary Beth Conley in now?
You may have heard.
Because I think she's someone we don't talk enough about. And I'm going to go ahead and throw it her morning show partner in there as well. A man who, when I asked Mills about him, it was who? But in fairness to him, when he said, show me his face. When we see Alex Coleman, we may not know his name, do we? But we certainly know his face. He has been a legend here, along with Mary Beth. I'm talking about the faces of the people that we've grown with, John, that are still there. People like Joe Birch. You understand?
Yep.
If you're having a Memphis Media Hall of Fame, there are folks that will be first ballot people, and you are without a doubt going to have the face of WMC Joe Birch in that thing first ballot.
No doubt about that. Yes.
You agree?
Yes.
All right.
Now, if the criteria is, you know, men and women who, you know, we associate warmly, right? Like
we're looking
like
for.
Like we think of, like, when you just think about Memphis, you think about turning on the TV, like, can I get my man Alex Coleman in the Hall of Fame?
That's what
because
I'm just saying.
My dad called me out of the blue one day. Swear to God, I was probably 14 years old.
I'm glad you're doing this because he doesn't get enough credit.
He called me when I was 14 years old, and he said, I was just driving down Riverside, and he said, do you know who I saw running? I said, pal? He said, Alex Coleman is who he saw running down Riverside.
And what did you say? Were you like Mills?
I was like, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? But like that, when you can be compelled to call your son and say, I saw this man running down Riverside, jogging, getting to work on it, you're a Hall of Famer.
Brother, can we do since we're telling Alex Coleman stories, and I'm not sure this segment's ever been done in Memphis radio because, again, Alex Coleman doesn't get enough credit.
Alex Coleman's the GOAT.
But I was in the iPhone store, okay, and Alex Coleman's dressed like you would see him on the Channel 3 morning show, right, still dressed to the nines, got a tie on still,
no doubt.
Coat over his back, he's got that finger hooked in the back.
No
He's
doubt.
Getting his eye. And, I mean, he was stopped by every person. And y'all know how busy the iPhone store is out
Very
there.
Very busy.
The things that he stopped by every single person in there because, again, John, it's just like your dad when he called you. It's Alex Coleman.
I see him.
I got a story for him. I want to tell him about seeing him when I was growing up. You understand what I'm saying? Him being on there every since I've been and each one, he's smiling, stopping to talk to, and he walks out of there like the mayor of Memphis. And I didn't get that chance to talk to him, John.
Yeah.
You know, my dad used to work for him. Didn't get that chance to talk to him because everybody else had to get their time in. But he is special, and I'm glad you allowed this. That it's unanimous
Alex
between us.
Alex Coleman is to me, he is a pro. You know, like that is just what he is.
Quintessential pro.
That's what he is. He's, I mean, the mustache, just the demeanor, his versatility.
His hair has not changed.
You know
since
what I mean?
We moved here.
I feel like he hasn't aged.
Mm-hmm.
Like he looks today like I remember him as a kid. You know,
I think he's going to be proud to be part of this first group.
So Alex Coleman, congratulations! You're getting the recognition that you sir finally deserve.
Now
you're getting in the Hall of Fame.
The question is, does your true a man who's inspired you, a man who's helped you get jobs, a man who said I won't take that job unless you bring this man with me, a man who's chronicled the last 20 years of Memphis sports unlike any other.
Yes.
His name is Jeff Calkins.
Yes.
Is he unanimous first ballot?
I think he is, but I would say
What's
this.
It been? Hold on, 22 years? How many? I don't want to short
96.
Him
96. So you got here 96. That's 23, right?
He's up to 12. Okay.
23 years. And he's seen the highs and lows, right? I mean, he's seen.
Because we can't have all TV faces in this thing. We've got to have some of the writing
TV
icons
face, though,
as well.
You know.
From Sports File?
Yeah, that was that counted, dude. Right. I mean, it did.
It got canceled.
No, it didn't. He left.
He left it for Greg.
And then it got canceled. It didn't get canceled until after Calkins left.
Because he didn't take you. Either way, whatever it is.
I'm not trying to take credit or blame or anything.
Does he go in or not?
Now, listen, I think he does. But I would tell him this before he goes on to give the speech. This, you know.
Because his tenure might be the shortest of any of these first ballot folks we've got. Like, the rest of those folks been around, you talking about, you know, 30 Joe Birch? I mean, come on.
Now, he's not going in today, right? I mean, this is going to be 4 or 5 years from now. So, he'll have—
I'm talking about, is he in the first group with the icons, with the Birches and Dave Browns?
I think Jeff is.
Mary Beths and Alex's.
But he has to promise me that he's not going to promote his book during the speech. Like, that's the only condition. But as long as he does not mention after the jump in the induction speech, Jeff goes in. First ballot Hall of Famer. Absolutely, no question about it.
I'm sure that'll make him feel warm that you gave that to him. Now we'll never make it, but Jeff
he's listening and he's already he's listening and he's giving me crap about the way I pronounced Averin. Now there are people who are tweeting me and saying I always thought it was Averon as well.
What?
There are people who said that.
Not my age, because again, remember, you had the Averin B. Fogelman Scholarship Fund. The
Mills.
Man did a ton for Memphis.
Did you think it was Averon?
We were all
Averin.
Trying to get it.
It's Averon.
Yes,
I can understand why you think it was Averon.
No, you were reading it. Then what's the name before it?
Av.
No, what is the name you read before Averin? It was Larry Finch.
Yes.
Okay, so you're already thinking black guy when you got to Averon. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, I just don't say Mr. Fogelman's name very often. You know, it has not come up in a lot of conversation. I've seen the, what is it? Is it the, it's the interstate, right? Like, there's like a parkway, I think. I don't know.
A building on campus, too, I think. Fogelman Center, right?
Yeah, but I've never said the first name. I've never said the first name. So, again, very easy to see how that could be Averon.
No, it's not. I'm going to move on. Dennis Freeland. Are you familiar with him?
He was Memphis Flyer, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
I know my media history.
All right.
Other than Averon.
Thomas Harding, who is going on, I believe, now works at MLB.com, former writer down at the Commercial Appeal. I'd put him in there as well.
Give me Mike DeCourcy.
Now here the problem is you are a little liberal when it comes to letting people in things. You know, we had this conversation about something a while back. Man, I can't remember who you were letting in, but it was just basically anybody. If you ever
Mike DeCourcy doesn't deserve it. He's a national writer.
There has to be some, you know, prestige with this, man. Like, just because you picked up a pen once upon a time in Memphis, Tennessee, don't mean you get to go in.
Well, that's why me and you ain't in.
Okay, wow. I think we're the only people who aren't in this at this point.
I had no idea how you felt about DeCourcy.
No, I mean, it's just like he most of his greatest work were accomplished after Memphis. You know, that's the only problem. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Who are we missing? Are we missing anybody obvious? Somebody has said Corey Macklin. Corey Macklin certainly was a big time staple in Memphis wrestling as well.
Absolutely.
And he was a sportscaster, obviously.
His sons are in the media game as well. Yeah, so I'm absolutely Corey Macklin.
Love Corey Macklin. Too cool, too.
God rest his soul.
You got to love
100%
some Corey Macklin. Anybody else that we are just absolutely, embarrassingly missing here?
Yes, Val.
Got you.
Valerie.
Now, you haven't put in Claudia Barr either.
I said Claudia earlier. Okay. You just kind of skipped over. But Val, I mean, come on Fox 13.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and give Ernie the nod. You know, he's a guy that's come over. I want to give you, Ernie's been here over a decade now doing that Fox 13 morning show with Val.
Yeah.
And their chemistry at this point is, it feels like they've been together for the 20 to 30 years. So I'm not going to put Val in and not put my Uncle Ern in there as well.
All right, well, if we're putting in Uncle Ern, then have we not
put
in Jarvis?
Now, we can't have everybody, bro.
Have we not put in Jarvis Greer yet?
He's understood that he goes.
Okay, like he's just like he's an OG.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I agree. Like you shouldn't have to mention Jarvis Greer.
Dave Woloshin as well.
Okay. If you have worked in Memphis media in the last 5 years, congratulations. You're in,
dude. I don't have everybody in.
Okay, who have we not put in? That let's focus on. Let's do that.
Us.
Who doesn't get in?
Eli, Greg, I haven't put in yet. Eli and Greg. I mean, we can go the full gamut here. There's plenty I have not put in, John.
Us, Eli, and Greg.
Chelsea Chandler's not in yet.
Damn.
Yeah, there's plenty. It was only for the icons. And again, you can't get everybody in on first ballot. Okay. But I want the folks that we grew up with.
Yeah, because
today.
You got a 40-person class.
And this
so
all
far.
Started because you're going to have Big Jack Eaton. That's the one that, to me, felt like, okay.
Absolutely.
If there's one that should be first ballot, that's maybe if you got George Lapidus on there, Big Jack is that guy iconic that you feel like he should be. It was the start of the new Memphis media wing, yes. Maybe, John, I've let it, you know, I'm just, you know, taking all applications and accepting too many, but. Yeah, no, we'll keep
because
the numbers.
I'm pretty sure the next name is Jessica Benson that you're going to put in. That Jessica get in, you know? She's been here for
she's
2 years.
She's fantastic. Much like us, she still has things to prove to get in.
Right.
Yeah, she hadn't been around long enough, much like us.
Who is the who's on the board here? Is it just me and you? We're the board?
I mean, it's our Memphis Media Hall of Fame. I think we've done a pretty admirable job for the most part. I don't think we've left out any. You got Claudia Barr.
Okay. Everybody else has work to do.
The more recent.
Maybe next year. Maybe next year, you know, you'll get in. But this year, we're cutting it off at 55.
Mm-hmm.
And next year, maybe you'll have a chance. But you know, send in your best work, you know.
Ron Childers get in?
Ron Childers gets in, absolutely. I mean, in terms of iconic weathermen here, you know, Dave, I mean,
it's the same station.
Well, would you not agree that those are probably two of the best? And you know, we are Memphis. We have weather, you know, so we turn to our weather men and women. So, like, I think if you're putting Dave Brown in, you know, you put in Ron Childers as well. The question is, who's the next weatherman to get in? That's the big question surrounding the Hall of Fame next year.
I mean, Jim Jagger's been doing it a long time. You don't have an OG like Jim Jagger's in there on first ballot? You're cutting it off at Ron Childers?
All right, we'll put Jim Jagger's in there. The class grows to 59. So, congratulations to do you still have the music Mills? We'd like to congratulate our 59.
I'd have you go back through and read all the names, but I think you'd mess them up if we did it.
No, I've only messed up one name today, and that was Avron Fogelman, who I mistakenly, and again I apologize for this, called Avron, like the Key and Peele skit where he called the young man Aaron.
Real talk, Otis Sanford, and I've had a couple people say that. Nick Thornton, you're right. And thank you, because he has been a guy we've all looked up to. And I'm speaking of African-Americans here locally in journalism. We've all looked up to him as sort of a mentor for a long time, myself included. Otis Sanford should be on any Memphis media first ballot Hall of Fame.
A great man. What about Leon Griffin? Obviously, you know.
Leon, yes.
Leon Griffin.
Owner of many cats and friend of my father.
And the MC of the Queen of the Vine.
Man, got the best voice you've ever heard in Memphis.
I think Leon Griffin has once upon a time on that microphone hit on my wife.
Hall no.
Yes. He does the Queen of the Vine. That's him, right? He does the Queen. Like, he did. I don't know if he still does, but, like, he's a legend there. You know, so Leon gets it. Congratulations.
I'm sure your wife blushed.
She did. How can you not? Leon Griffin is an absolute legend.
He's a charmer.
He's a smooth operator. Congratulations to the inaugural 2019
You're
class.
Welcome.
Memphis Media. Everybody that has ever picked up a camera or a pen has gotten in, except me and Jason.
And Janice Broach.
Enjoy. Are we putting her in?
Jerry Tate.
We putting him in?
Yes.
Okay, you're saying names.
Bobby Hall. Just making sure we didn't leave anybody out.
Okay, Ron Higgins?
Yes.
We went in Ron Higgins. Everybody's.
Oh, he's a legend.
My
Big
God,
Hick Dog
dude.
Is a legend in this town. Has told a great, wrote almost every Rochelle Stevens story there was to write. He chronicled her rise.
Well, congratulations to
SEC former football writer president. Ron yeah. Higgins. We got to have Ron Hick Dog in there.
Dan Wolkin?
Not yet. He did go national.
Not
though.
Yet, huh?
Oh, he's beloved in this town, many people, and hated. He's polarizing.
We putting GP in?
They're too young.
GP's too young?
I mean, he's national. You could make a case. He deserves it. He broke the Albert Means thing.
He broke the Albert Means story.
Freaking massive.
He broke the Albert Means story.
Gary Parrish goes in.
And he was the first show on this station.
I was just going to say, he's got a monster show from 4 to 6 that's been doing pretty good for a pretty long time.
Well, we will round it out with Gary Parrish.
It was fantastic. We had like 75 people in there.
75 people.
Congratulations.
Who have plied their media trade here in Memphis. Little did they know that when they woke up this morning, they thought they were snubbed.
And you're not putting Jarvis in there without putting my man Glenn Carver in there. Glenn just got out of the game.
What are you talking about?
He's
a legend. But I'm saying the point is.
How many folks he raised over there, Channel 3?
Bro, we got
great ones. His
we got to put this Memphis Media Hall of Fame in Chandler Parsons' mansion, bro. That's the only way we're going to fit everybody.
They had 22 down there last night.
I know.
Got it done in 2 hours.
Yeah, they had 22. Think about how many athletes they had to snub, you know, that did not get in. We're just saying, come on, come all, you in.
Glenn, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were going to be John's
not
breaking
on Glenn.
Point, Glenn.
Not on Glenn.
I'm
gets
sorry.
In, but I'm just saying, I think we broke it down and went through. There are probably some people in there that we could make wait. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying.
Mark Paraskia.
Do you see what I'm dealing with here? You see what I'm dealing with here, John? He just wants to put everybody in, all his friends. You just want to put all your friends in.
Bill Drees.
Yes. Anyway, we will work this out some other time. Maybe, if you didn't make it this year, you suck. If you didn't make it this year, you should probably get out of media while you still can. But anyway, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and autopay. Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
It's back, the Carhartt Crazy Sale at Frontier Western Store in Olive Branch. Visit Frontier this month for huge markdowns on clearance Carhartt items. The latest fall line just launched and Frontier is fully stocked. We've got jeans, shirts, bib overalls, jackets, coats, gloves, belts, boots, and more. And to make room for all the new items, we've discounted a number of short sleeve plaids and t-shirts. Save up to 50%. All Carhartt jeans are now $5 off. This is the last jean sale of the year, so stock up now for yourself or for someone else for the upcoming holidays. Christmas will be here before you know it, so you might as well save some cash now on what you know you'll need. Also this month, we are including a buy one, get one half price sale on all novelty t-shirts by Simply Southern, Girly Girl, Live Oak, and more. It's the Carhartt Crazy Sale and more at Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and on the web at frontierwesternstore.com. Family owned and operated since 1967.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Come for that special night or just a great evening out with friends. Featuring our signature shrimp and grits and other fresh seafood from the Gulf. We also offer sustainable beef, pork, and lamb entrees. Top off your evening with warm bread pudding and praline sauce. Make your reservations now at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
What's the difference between good and great? Good is getting a haircut you love. Great is getting it for $5.99. It's time for the $5.99 Great Haircut Sale at Great Clips. And when you use online check-in to stop in for our best sale of the year, you'll not only save money, but time too. Download our online check-in app to snag a great haircut for just $5.99. The Great Haircut Sale at Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
The $5.99 Great Haircut Sale runs October 12th through October 18th.
Visit our Memphis area salons.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, everybody, Mr. Rufus in town. Came here to take care of business. Ain't gonna mess around. I got a brand new dance.
All right, so we mentioned it. We've been talking about it all day today, the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame. We felt like we should make our own for every media member that's ever worked here in Memphis.
We even said people who were not getting in. So let's be clear, it's not every media. I don't like you doing that, John.
Okay.
Like we let 100 people in.
Well, it was really close, man. It was really close. Like if we went down, and I mean, because you started just throwing names out there at the end. No, I'm not saying like
Glenn Carver.
No,
again,
I apologize that
for some reason, although you have dedicated your life basically. Right, to covering sports in this city, John Martin saw you as where we should draw the line, Glenn Carver.
Not true.
Former sports director at Channel 3.
Glenn gets in. Glenn gets in, but I'm just saying, though, at the end, like you, it was just like, name, whether they were deserving or not. It was just like we weren't.
It's because I know the icons.
We weren't consulting together.
I'm talking to a man, can't even pronounce Abram B. Fogelman's name right, and you're telling me who I can let in, who I can't.
That was the one mistake I've made today. Okay, and I apologize to the Fogelman family profusely. Now, earlier today, we were talking about it. Tim McCarver was one of the inductees. He was one of the inductees to the Memphis Sports, the real one, right? The real one where they actually make tough calls and cuts.
Correct.
Tim McCarver did make it. He made the inaugural class. And we actually had the pleasure of getting a chance to catch up with him when it was announced that he would be inducted a little bit earlier.
It was a great honor.
This year. And listen, we thought it would be good to go down memory lane with Tim. And so please enjoy. This is
he called the Cardinals thing too, kind of.
Yes, he did. Our conversation with Tim McCarver.
For free. So let the ink flow and get ready to print your heart out.
I'm not sure what happened there.
So I think an ad's playing. Hold on 1 second.
Okay, so there's an ad.
Oh, we're fine. It's just an ad playing beforehand. John, you look like the sky was falling.
Well, I mean, it was jarring for sure. No, it was definitely.
I think you've been through this live radio thing enough times to be able to get through it. And you're a pro at this.
Yeah. Anyways, as we try to get that conversation called up, Tim McCarver was one of the 22 inductees into the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame last night, along with Betty Booker Parks, Isaac Bruce, Bill Dance, William B. Donovan, Larry Finch, Avron Fogelman, or as I like to call him, Avron, Penny, Claude Humphrey, who we've also had on the show before, Jerry Johnson, George Lapidus, Keith Lee, Verdell Mathis, Tim McCarver, Nikki McGray-Pinson, Dr. Carrie Middlecoff, Cindy Parlow, Ronnie Robinson, Vertie Sales, Melanie Smith, Taylor, Fred Smith, Rochelle Stevens, and Memphis Bill Terry. So do we have the audio now?
We're getting real close.
We are getting real close to having this audio.
We thought it made sense because much like last night, Tim McCarver in this interview told us how much Memphis meant to him and still does. There's no
All right, we should be good.
It.
All right, let's go. This is Tim McCarver. Enjoy the conversation. On the line is Tim McCarver. He's a Memphian. He's a former Cardinal great, two-time World Series champion, and a Hall of Fame broadcaster. He joins us now. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing very well, John. Jason, I don't know which one is on the line. Well, John or Jason?
A lot of people can't tell the difference, Tim.
To both of you, I appreciate your call.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we appreciate your time.
We absolutely do. So how often are you able to get back to Memphis? I know, obviously, you know, you're living the good life, but how often are you able to get back to Memphis, Tennessee?
Well, if the good life means that I'm semi-retired and doing a few Cardinal games, well, then that's the good life. But I enjoy doing the few Cardinal games that I do. I do about 26 or 7 a year. And the Cardinals, through thick and thin, are right up there with everybody else in the National League Central, it seems like.
Yep.
But it's fun. I've enjoyed being with St. Louis 6 or 7 years since I retired back in 2012. So it's fun.
Yeah, that definitely is the semi-retired life. You get to work a little bit. That is definitely the American dream as far as I'm concerned. You know, you're from Memphis. Obviously, your roots are here. There's Tim McCarver Stadium and all of that. When you think about your sort of Memphis upbringing and coming and being from Memphis, how much do you cherish it?
Well, I've never taken it for granted. And that's something I'm very proud of. I still have many, many friends in Memphis. A lot of the guys that I grew up with, I still keep in contact with, keep in touch with, and we talk every now and then. So, I mean, my roots are there. I haven't been one that has left Memphis and never gone back. I've gone back many, many times, and one of the things is so appropriate for the Hall of Fame in October. I don't know when it's going to be, but I think it's a terrific honor, and I have a chance to be with the representatives of the other athletes that are from Memphis. And I finally get to meet Penny Hardaway.
How about that?
We've said hello about 1,500 times. From one person to the other, when he was playing, and when I was announcing, and I tried to get him on my television show when it was in full gear there, and never had a chance to meet him or everything, but we got messages to each other in a roundabout way. So that'll be fun.
You know, his greatness.
He's doing some great things
in
Memphis.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. He's got the city buzzing. There's no doubt about it, Tim. Listen, I hate to ask you such a sad question, but you meant so much to him, and I know he meant a lot to you with Bob Gibson, who announced recently he's battling pancreatic cancer. He's always been a fighter, hasn't he, Tim?
He's been the quintessential fighter.
Yes, sir.
I mean, the warrior of warriors. And if anybody can lick this cancer, he can, and I've talked to him, a handful of times without bothering him, and his spirits are high. Good. Everything is good. Yeah, I mean, as well as they can be under the circumstances, so we'll see. We sit and hope and love him, and that's kind of what we've That's been our mantra.
What's that relationship? I'm sorry, Tim. Go ahead.
I told him I was on hold, and I'll be there anytime he needs me, and that's a fact.
What's that relationship like, Tim, when you've got it, when you're close like that? Sometimes I imagine it gets pretty fiery. Maybe he wants to throw something at you, says the wrong answer. And sometimes I imagine you're close. It's like being brothers. And I imagine it's listening to you talk about him now. It sounds like you're talking about a brother. The ups and downs of a relationship like that, aren't they all worth it?
Well, they're worth it if that's what you consider worth it. I mean, we say hello to each other, and the Cardinals have kind of kept us together. The times that we've met over the course of the years. We go to the Hall of Fame occasionally. I remember he gave my grandson permission to call him Uncle Bob. So
that's awesome, man.
So my grandson Bo calls him Uncle Bob, and he's called me several times and wanted to know how Uncle Bob was doing. So I'm kind of had to tell him everything, and I have told him everything. So this is really tough. It's tough on all of Bob's friends, and we're pulling for him in the best of ways. And hope he pulls out of this.
Yes, sir, we are too.
We are, of course, talking to the great Tim McCarver. Was inducted into the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame. I believe that celebration will happen later this year. Tim, what do we think about the Cardinals this year? Three games back of Chicago in the NL Central. What do we think about St. Louis this year?
It's everybody has talked about how at the beginning of the year, I mean, the Cardinals were closer to last than first. And now that's turned around. And I'll tell you, Mike Schilt has done a wonderful job at this ball club. Their starting pitching has not been real good. The bullpen's been great. The starting pitching hasn't been great. But they're getting it together now. Because the reason they're getting it together is, you know, as much as anything, this is an opportunity for a lot of players. I mean, the Major League Baseball is, you know, when one guy fails, I mean, it's a tough business, because if one guy fails, there's somebody else always waiting in line. Mm-hmm. And that's what is happening to the Cardinals this year. Opportunity knocks, and that's not a cliche, that's a fact. So it's kind of fun following them and doing a few games that I do with Dan McLaughlin. So,
is it a matter of even the Reds, the division being really, really good, and that's why you've got, you know, the Dodgers out ahead? It looks like every race is our, you know, everybody's got a lead already except for the Central. Is it just a bunch of good teams beating up on each other, Tim?
Well, it's
a little bit of underachieving.
That's one way to look at it. The competition certainly is stiff, and the inability of the Cubs to pull away along with Milwaukee, the more talented of the two of the five teams in there. But say you say even Cincinnati's a very, very good team.
They are.
I mean, they can flat out hit, and they got a great closer. So each team has their own strengths. The Cardinals go and play Cincinnati four games this weekend. And it'll be interesting to see them, how they come out.
You know, I'm curious on your take on this one, Tim. We're seeing the ball flying out. We're headed for records. I think right now, if we're staying on pace, it's 1,000 more than we're hitting 2,000, the height of the steroid area, and maybe 500 more than the record a couple of years ago. In 98, we loved it, right? It brought the casual fan back, the home run. We all loved it. We were all watching. You still feel the same way, or are you getting a little sick of it?
Well, there's something.
Something's going on with that ball.
Everybody talks about the ball, and I'm a proponent, if that's the word, a proponent of it not being the ball, but it being the bat.
I think
the bats. Yeah, I do. I think the bats are there. There used to be indelible marks on the bats in the hitting spot, and those marks have been erased, and I've seen some of those bets, and I said, man, I think I could come out of the booth and I'm kidding, of course, but I do think that at least as much as the ball, it's the bat.
I hear you.
So the equipment, I mean, stands to reason in golf, everything is a lot, not that it's an easy game, but it's, you see these guys hitting 380-yard drives and things like that. You never used to see stuff like that. So I think all the equipment and all the sports are better. And baseball, it seems to me, to at least be the bats as much as the balls.
Tim, have to ask you, you and Joe Buck called more World Series and All-Star games, more of those games than any tandem in broadcast history. So I have to ask you, when you have a pair and you're part of a team like that, how do you make it last so long? I mean, what's the secret ingredient, man?
I use words like tandem. I love Joe. Joe and I were together for 18 years, and I had a ball working with him. We had some great, great moments. We had a few not so great moments, mm-hmm. but the great moments outweighed the snafus. It was great. I loved it. I worked with his dad for 2 years in 1990 for when we were with CBS, mm-hmm. but. I had the opportunity to work for all four networks, so I really don't know what that means. I think what it probably means is that I went to where the baseball was, and I had a ball. But those days are past, and I'm seeking newer and better things.
And Tim, if you were picking it today, you think Dodgers, Yankees, if you were picking a World Series, and do you think it's the year for the Dodgers to finally break through? They are loaded.
Well, they're not loaded like the Yankees are.
Well, that's true, too.
So you don't know. The Yankees could lose in a playoff. I mean, and so could the Dodgers. But the Dodgers, I agree, do have the best talent National League. I think everybody would agree with that. And the Yankees seem invincible in many, many ways. So even though they're the best teams, often the best teams don't win the World Series. So we'll have to wait and see how it plays out.
Tim, this was
an honor, sir.
Thank you so much for the time.
I grew up and knew every nook and cranny of Tim McCarver Stadium. Just I know that's neither here nor there, but man, this has been an honor, sir.
So did I.
Tim, thank you so much.
I appreciate it, guys.
Thank you
for this. We'll do it some other time, too.
Absolutely.
You're welcome.
Yes, sir. He is Tim McCarver, Memphian Hall of Famer, baseball broadcast Hall of Famer, and Memphis Sports Hall of Famer. Part of that inaugural class, yeah.
Just hearing the voice.
Absolutely.
It takes you back to listening to him. I mean, yeah, like I said, I grew up on him and Joe Buck.
Absolutely.
So much, like you said, World Series games, All-Star games. That was a treat.
What's going on, Memphis? This is John Martin. And listen, you may have wondered what it takes to enjoy 20 years of strong business in Memphis like the Blue Monkey has. Well, let me tell you, it takes hot wing rolls and a commitment to providing a great product and great customer service. And that's exactly what they do at the Blue Monkey each and every day. The good folks over at the Blue Monkey, they are celebrating 20 whole years this October. And here's what they want to do. They want to thank all of Memphis for their loyal support with a very special thank you to all the team members who have worked so hard and contributed so much in the last 20 years. So go ahead and mark your calendars right now. It's going to be a huge party celebrating 20 years of the Blue Monkey happening around Halloween. I'll have details as we get closer. Between now and then, two locations, downtown and midtown. Check out the menu online, bluemonkeymemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown Friday night. Jason Foree Band on Saturday. The Pistol and the Queen.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. DesotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DesotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
Don't be left standing outside this season. Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown. Take a seat, take a sip, and win big. You won't miss out on any game action at Samstown Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
What's your case worth? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Experience fine dining in a casual atmosphere with today's Perks deal. Half off $50 gift cards to Felicia Suzanne's restaurant in downtown Memphis. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Here's an equation that you're really going to like. It all adds up to big savings. So let's do the math. Now you can get Xfinity Internet and Xfinity Mobile, each for $30 a month. That equals awesome Wi-Fi from America's best internet provider and the best LTE on the go. It's the ultimate coverage solution. It's all in the numbers. You can save up to $800 a year on your wireless bill with Xfinity Mobile. And until October 27th, you could even get $250 back when you purchase an eligible smartphone. It's basically the perfect equation. Xfinity makes saving simple, easy, awesome. Don't miss out on Xfinity Internet and Mobile, each for $30 a month. You'll get Internet now with up to 100 megabits per second download speed for 12 months with a 1-year agreement, and Xfinity Mobile with 3 gigabytes of shared wireless data. Go to Xfinity.com/savebig, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay. Internet offer ends 10/27/19. New performance internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After agreement, term regular rates apply. Mobile savings compares to Verizon and AT&T plans. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.
A heart in my Tasty Honey Nut Cheerios? Cereal, you trying to tell me you love me?
Actually, it's reminding you that it can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Wait! They can help lower cholesterol? I've been so focused on the sweet, tasty taste that I completely forgot. Now I'm in love.
Learn more about making Honey Nut Cheerios part of your heart-healthy lifestyle by picking up a box at your local grocery store.
It's home buying season, and Orion has the home mortgage you're looking for. Visit OrionFCU.com and start your home buying process today. Orion is an equal housing lender.
Yeah.
Jason and John Guest appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
In that away apartment four, I remember we were trapping in and out the door. I remember Miss Shirley house breaking down them things. I remember I used to serve my partner mama, she's a crack fiend. I remember. I remember. Hey, I ain't know no better, my. I apologize for that. I won't apologize, homie. I ain't realize, homie. I had that hustler instinct. Everything will monetize, homie. Yo, little brother, like
an absolutely massive game. Jason is calling it the Tiger Super Bowl this year. The toughest opponent of their schedule.
That far, but it could be the toughest game of the ones remaining.
I mean, they better not blow them out. They better not win by 40.
Oh, you're saying Memphis?
Yeah.
Oh, why? Because you'll come in here on Monday and say, I told you so?
No, I'm not saying anything. I'm just going to be like, what will you say?
Well, it'll be hard to blow them out when they're a top 20 defense. I mean, I think that defense led by Rod Carey is obviously legit. A top 20 defense that took a Maryland team that I think the first couple of weeks was averaging about 70 points, held them, what was that score, 2017? At least defensively, you know they're legit. They've knocked off a ranked team already up in Philly. This one's in Philly. They've got a ranked team again. You know they're going to be up for it. They'd like nothing more than to say, hey, look, we've knocked off two ranked teams. Give us some credit, America. So, yeah, it sets up. And, again, if you're sitting in this one and looking at that Temple offense and saying, well, this should be a 20-30-point win, I think you're in for a rude awakening because their defense is that good. Yeah, Temple's playing two quarterbacks. They're still trying to figure it out offensively. Turn the ball over a lot. I talked about that with Giannato. But defensively, they are absolutely legit.
Yeah, so a big game this weekend.
Plus, it's on the road. I mean, all these are tough. The other ones that you've got, and you can sort of all, at least ESPN does, puts them all in that same sort of group from an efficiency standpoint. The SMUs, the two lanes in this one, too. You know, those games, you've got them, Cincinnati as well, which I think is about 38th in the efficiency poll over to ESPN. All those games at home, you've got the advantage there. This one on the road. And, of course, you're looking to some games. Again, SMU, there's the opportunity to kind of look past this one like I think you're doing. And I just think all that kind of goes together to possibly be to possibly make for your toughest game here the rest of the way.
It's just hard for me to – it's hard for me to
look at Cincinnati, which beat UCF, and say that's the toughest if you want to, but that one's here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just hard for me to get up for Temple football. That's all. Yeah, they lost to Buffalo. That's I know they're a solid football team. Like, I know, like, and it's a road team, and we've seen Memphis go on the road and lose to teams.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.